Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we reached a code red alert emergency with the walls being eaten by decomposing bugs and fungus. This is not making any sense, but this is an emergency. HQ has been compromised. All of our secrets and gear are vulnerable. Let's see what happens next. Now that the walls of HQ are full of holes and completely exposed, they had to move all the gear into their own houses. Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden all had filled the rooms at home with all kinds of spy gear to make sure the Purple Ninjas wouldn't steal it from HQ. Jaden was putting one of the last boxes in his bedroom and called out to Ava on the walkie-talkie.
Hey, Ava. Whew, how's it going at your house?
Yeah, pretty good. My parents helped me put everything in our basement.
You're so lucky you have a basement to put them in. I had to fill the whole upstairs in my bedroom with this stuff. I can't even sleep in my bed tonight because it's full of net blasters.
Yikes. Well, I don't know, maybe tomorrow you can bring some of that stuff over here. We have a little bit more room. But speaking of which, I gotta get some sleep. Between unloading all of HQ and helping City Hall with their bug problem, whew, it's been a long day.
Yeah, Ava. You're right. I'm gonna try and squeeze in between the glue blasters on the floor and get some sleep. Over and out.
Hey, hold on, guys, said Mr. Jim.
We just spotted the purple blimp flying over HQ. Might be a good time to try and sneak inside. The purple ninjas are distracted trying to get into our empty HQ. What do you think?
Yes, I love night missions, said Ava.
Oh yeah, so much for sleeping in between all these glue blasters. All right, I'll be there.
Hey Jaden, do you happen to have any net blasters in case we need some? You're hilarious, Ava. You know, I only have like 100 or two here, so yeah, I think I can bring a few. I'll meet you at Meadow Forest in 10 minutes. Over and out.
Mr. Jim was right. The blimp was hovering directly over HQ, and the purple ninjas were slowly climbing down a rope that was hanging from the blimp.
Hurry up, Steve. Come on, keep going.
This is so scary. I don't like heights. We're so high up.
Well, we won't be high up forever if you get moving. Come on.
Okay, but I don't know. Why couldn't we just lower the blimp closer to the ground?
Oh, I get it. You want the whole world to see us. Steve, we have to keep the blimp high up in the clouds for camouflage.
I just wish that camouflage wasn't so high up.
We're almost at the ground. Just a little bit more. Then we could climb into HQ through those holes the bug chewed and have free pickings of all their gear. Come on!
As Jaden and Ava arrived at Meadow Forest behind HQ, they could hear the purple ninjas sneaking around trying to get into HQ.
Ava, this is so weird that we're just letting them go inside.
I know, Jaden, but it's completely empty in there. There isn't anything in there that they can use.
I just don't want their purple fingers touching everything.
All right, Jaden, it looks like the blimp might be empty. Come on, let's fly up there and see what we can find. Maybe there's something up there that we can find that can solve this whole decomposing problem and stop all the bugs from eating the buildings. Come on.
Ava and Jaden flew up to the blimp and snuck through an open window.
Whoa, Jaden, look at all these computers.
Yeah, and it looks like they're all running the same kind of program.
Jaden sat down at a chair and looked at one of the computers. Holy smokes, Ava. This is a satellite control program. You're using this to control satellites? But why? Oh, Jaden, look at the name of the program on the screen. Operation Decomposer Domination. Whoa, Ava, we've got to shut this down. Move aside, Jaden. Let me see if I can hack into it. Ava sat down and quickly realized something. Jaden, look right here. I don't even need to hack into it. They forgot to make a password. You're kidding me, said Jaden. No. Watch this. Immediately, Ava was able to log into the software without a password. All right, Jaden, let's destroy this program and then lock all the computers with our own password to keep the purple ninjas out for good. It's about time we end this decomposition problem. This is hilarious, Ava. I don't know, make the password like Spyology Squad wins 1, 2, 3. I'm almost done.
Hey, who's in here?
Ah! Ava and Jaden froze as they saw Dr. Stinky Breath standing at the door.
What do you think that you spies are doing here?
Jaden, jump out the window. Go.
Hey, where do you think you two are going? Get back here.
Ava and Jaden jumped out of the blimp window with their jetpacks and flew away to safety just in the nick of time.
Those purple ninjas need to lock the windows when they leave. Shh, purple ninjas, get back to the blimp. We had a break-in.
Shh. Wait, who broke in?
Shh, Spyology Squad. Somebody forgot to lock the windows.
Impossible, we'll be right there.
Shh, purple ninjas, this better not have ruined everything.
Ava and Jaden immediately flew to Mr. Jim's house and met outside.
Mr. Jim, you won't believe it, shouted Jaden. We broke into the blimp and Ava changed the code and the password and then Dr. Secret Breath almost got us.
Jaden collapsed in the grass of Mr. Jim's front yard.
Holy smokes, are you serious? That's insane, but I'm so glad you're both okay. Ava, were you able to destroy what you found?
Yeah, they had some kind of program designed to control all the decomposers around the world. That's why they stopped decomposing the things they're supposed to and instead ate our concrete walls. But Jaden and I were able to destroy the software and lock them out of their computers with a new password.
How were you able to hack into their computers so fast?
Well, you know, purple ninjas, they always forget the details. They forgot to set a password on their computer. Mr. Jim's mouth dropped open and gave them both high fives.
Wow, great job, you two. Looks like things can finally get back to normal around here.
Back up in the Stinky Blimp Lab, Dr. Stinky Breath greeted the purple ninjas at the door.
Did you get anything at HQ?
No, it was empty. Looks like they cleared out the whole place.
I found some old gum.
Steve, get that out of your mouth. It's gross.
Well, while you two were failing at your mission, two spies broke in. And we're touching the computers and now all the lights are flashing red. What do the red lights mean?
They were on the computers? Huh. Well, that shouldn't be a problem because Steve had it password protected, right, Steve?
Oh, dear.
Steve, you're scaring me. Why did you say, oh, dear?
I can't. Oh, no. I can't get in.
Beep, beep. Wrong password.
Steve? Why does it say wrong password?
Well, it looks like I might have forgotten to set up a password, and then they made a new password!
You mean to tell me we've lost control of all the satellites? Purple Ninjas!
Great job, Spyology Squad. Holy smokes, that was insane. But I guess a valuable lesson learned. Always remember to make a good password. Those purple ninjas are always forgetting the little details. Wow, I can't believe that Ava and Jane actually saved us all from those decomposing bugs and fungus. Yikes. I had no idea that they were so important, but I'm glad that they're decomposing banana peels and apple cores instead of our walls at HQ. It's going to take a lot of work to plug up all those holes, but I know our spies are going to do the job. It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Sadie, Maisie, Cedar, Eamon, Levi, Daria, Kylo, Dylan, Bailey, and Hendrix. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com. Fill out that form and we will send you a free access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.